Have you gentlemen had the opportunity to review the minutes?
Make a motion, we approve the minutes as is.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Billy, let's go to work.
We're just kind of carrying on, you know, we're doing, plowing what snow we're getting, snow catchers, just kind of doing a lot of sign maintenance, getting the signs that we made lists that were down, getting them fixed. I'm hauling gravel, still hauling gravel out of the dry basin pit and stockpiling in the pine yard.
Dave, will you turn those microphones?
Sure. Just kind of daily, same routine, just, you know, keeping up on stuff, trying to get things, you know, we're doing a lot of our maintenance and everything, the pressure, we're doing a lot of welding, getting it all back up to par, fixing some belts on it, some pulleys, stuff like that. That's going pretty good. Hopefully to have it going pretty quick. Training all the guys. Still got about 6 guys that got to go through the 3-day in shaw training, but other than that, we're in good shape there. That's about all I got for daily activities. Mark, I know I was talking with Mike at Rio Verde. The rock permit with the Forest Service is going really well, so I think that's going to be a done deal.
Whatever Mark's got.
I'm just some information, some news from Rio Verde as of the first of the year. Mike and Eric are going to be the sole owners of Rio Verde.
Woohoo!
Pretty special. So
awesome.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
But I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. I'm not ready to retire.
I can understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're going to be an employee, then?
Yep, I'm going to be an employee.
Oh, man.
A grunt.
Oh,
I like that.
This doesn't sound good.
That's going to be fun, huh?
Paybacks.
Do you get to choose the jobs you do?
Maybe.
I don't know yet.
Oh, boy. Sewer systems.
I hope May's the same.
Be easier to say no, huh?
Choose or refuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Awesome.
Skyler?
I have even less than
you do. You're not retiring, and...
I'm semi-retiring, actually.
Yeah, are you?
He has been for years.
Well, yeah.
I'm actually moving out of my office.
Oh, are you?
To the house, yeah.
Cool. Good for you.
Oh.
Continue to do jobs that I find interesting. I'll be too busy for the other job.
My goodness, that's awesome.
Yeah,
well, that's a nice choice to have.
It is.
With my retirement plan, I think I'm working till noon on the day of my funeral.
Well, you're still kind of young yet, right? So, yeah. Relatively speaking. You have to stay right. For a little while.
Okay, well, good. And what else?
The auction went pretty good. We still have a few things that need picked up. I'm getting a lot of phone calls on the stuff that didn't have bids on. I've just been telling them we'll address that when everything else is done.
Yep.
So, Mr. Chairman, just one other update on that. We have 3 vehicles that the people changed their mind on.
Now, such how does that work? Every time I've been doing an auction and I've bought something, I've not been able to change my mind on it.
Yeah. I have some bidders.
Okay. All right.
I have some backup bidders.
Okay.
I'll go to the next one on those 3 vehicles.
Okay.
Did they
see the vehicle and decide they didn't want it?
I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah.
Can I ask if maybe they got more than one vehicle and they picked the best and left the rest? I mean, was this bidder awarded more than one option?
No, because this one bidder bid on several things and turned down all of it.
See, I didn't realize that was an option.
Yeah, well.
What can you do about it?
What are you going to do about it if they're not going to come pay you?
Well, I'd say make a note of who those bidders are.
Yeah.
Carrie?
Yeah.
Just to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
We could incorporate some new rules next go around.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. I go to a horse sale and I buy a horse. I'm stuck with it whether I like it or not.
Yeah. I bought a blind cow that way one time.
He did tell you he don't look so good.
He was very smart. Didn't figure that out.
Okay. Anyway,
go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry.
So anyway, what we've basically what Billy and I have been telling everybody is they're going to wait until we get rid of all of this, get this stuff out, get everything done. We'll make a new list, and at that point, you guys can decide on what you want to do with the rest. You've got a couple of belly dumps that you probably should send to the auction or something.
Let's just send them to Richie Brothers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting some pretty good, you know, I've had, yesterday I had three guys call on them, and they're getting right probably a little below what we could get for auction. I mean, when Richie Brothers come and looked at them, they, you know, they said if you brought them down, it depends on the, you know, the day, but anywhere from, you know, they said at least 12,000 to 17,000 they'd go for.
Okay.
And, you know, but you got a little bit taking them down there and then the percentage and all that. But I've had three calls yesterday and, you know, a lot of the guys are just kind of, you know, it's kind of a bad time of year to spend a bunch of money. So they're trying to see what they got going. Had one guy call that's, he can put them to work in Colorado, so he'd buy them. But they're all getting up there to close to 12,000, but no one has broke that yet on the, what they've said. And I've just told them, just wait until you guys decide what you want to do.
What worries me about things like that is simply that everybody decides, well, let's not bid.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just buy them for cheaper.
Yeah. Well, and that's what a few of them have told me.
So
can we solve the problem by saying they're not in the way right now?
No, they're not in the way.
Okay, we've got some cars or trucks that people have reneged on. Wait till the snow goes, and we have an auction.
You could do it again.
And just, but I mean an auction with an auctioneer.
With an auctioneer.
And then let these guys that are trying to finagle how to get it cheaper.
Yeah.
Start
bid against each other.
Bid against each other.
Okay. Something to think about. Okay. I'm tempted just to send them to Richie Brothers.
Yeah.
What is Richie Brothers?
It's a big auction. It's a huge equipment auction.
Where is that?
Denver.
They do it in Salt Lake too.
Salt Lake. Yeah, Salt Lake.
You know, if you didn't want it enough to make a bid on it. Mm-hmm. Send it to Richie Brothers. Take the risk.
Yeah.
Put the cars in them.
Put the cars in the belly dumps. Take them down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's a surprise. You didn't know you were getting this, too.
Yeah.
But
dump it out. See what you get.
I mean, we don't have to make a decision right now. But
no.
That would be the direction I would go.
Okay. Other than that, for Road and Bridge, that's all I have.
Great. Any questions for Billy on Road and Bridge? No. Gentlemen, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations, Mark.
Mark, yes.
Yeah,
thank you.
Congratulations.
Somehow
sending you these emails.
Somehow I can share your elation. All right, let's go to Waste Management.
Waste Management, we're just, you know, it's slowed down a lot this time of year, it does, so we're doing a lot of maintenance, a lot of welding stuff that we've been working on the last couple of years, just a lot of welding. The baler's working really good. Everything's coming right along down there. working on the, it's time to do our new, our Raven permit, so I'm working on that. Get that taken care of, should be done with that this week. Then they'll approve that, so we can keep doing our Raven stuff. So down at Piney, everything's just going really well. Just going through the equipment. There's been no records, and the guys have been down there, don't remember a lot of stuff. So like the dozer we brought up to Run Bridge, and we're going through all the finals and getting everything, just stuff, because we have no maintenance record on that stuff. I think it's been about 5 years since a lot of that stuff's been serviced, so we're doing samples and stuff like that. So we should be done with that today, and we'll get it back down there.
Compactor working good.
Compactor's awesome. Yeah, I mean, what we're saving with that compactor, I mean, is unbelievable. And the way we're doing it, I mean, we got the best of both worlds. We do our slopes with the bales and then compact in the middle. I mean, we're gaining awesome space at the ads. I mean, we got the best of both worlds. It's a really great facility.
Go ahead.
So, talking about space, with the space that you have, how long can we last at the landfill before we need to acquire more land?
Oh,
it was 300 years.
Yeah,
it was more than that. Land. Yeah, yeah.
It's the new cell.
Once we get
the new cell's coming within about 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the life of the cell?
Oh, this new one. Oh my!
It just depends on how big we make that for initial one. But this next cell will easily last 100 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm asking is there was a discussion, and I just got in on part of it, but it was about a buffer zone around your landfill for water contamination. And if you have that buffer zone around your landfill, then if someone comes in and wants to drill a well for their house, for their cows, for whatever, there's no repercussions back on the landfill because you put that buffer zone in there. But if we have enough land, were you in on that? Am I correct in what they're talking about? That, but knowing how the speed of government works, trying to purchase a 30-foot easement would be another 100 years
right.
to just get permission to extend the fence out.
So my question is, I guess, how close is where the proposed pit would be to the property line of the landfill?
There's a 15-foot fire lane that they keep in, and then our ditch is usually inside that. So 15 to 20 feet is about where our toe of our cell would start to the fence.
Yeah, we're out to the fence, in essence.
I've always thought it would be nice to try to get with the BLM and get some more land, just because, and I mean, even
just never
agree,
know.
They tell you not to worry about it, but you're gonna run out of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing. And there's some hills, and I'm thinking, there you go. There's our dirt part, for cover.
Is it something that we should look at for the future?
Yeah.
Just a discussion.
We got that landfill under the what's that called again, Joel? From the BLM?
It might have been the RMPP, but there's another acronym for if you buy it.
Right, okay.
If you got to pay a price.
So this is one that we bought. It wasn't one that was donated.
Well, it came in two pieces.
Okay.
Because the county had, an 80 in the beginning, at 80 acres. And then we bought another 120 with Teton County.
Teton County bought some 200 acres.
Like 240.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we ended up, part of the deal when we got out of that contract is they deeded their share back to us.
Right.
So we own everything. But 240 acres out there already.
Yeah.
It's like, how much more do you need?
We're good
right
on
next to the feds.
One side of it.
Well, yeah. this was the discussion was CWD and wildlife migration.
Did they say 30 feet?
You know, I don't.
You know what they said?
No, they were talking about a quarter of a mile.
Well, there was a buffer there that needed, that if some rancher wanted to come in and put a stockwell on his lease.
It could inhibit, and in that case where it's all BLM, what the way that might apply is if BLM approved a water well for livestock.
Right,
right.
Within so close, it could prohibit your ability to expand.
Mm-hmm. Something like that, right?
Right.
Okay.
I can't but, help but wonder. You know, one thing to that would be just simply talk to BLM and ask them, you know, with this concern, don't approve any water wells within a quarter of a mile or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, there you go.
Because there's always that option,
that's
too.
That's easy enough. Yeah,
that's, they got to get permission from BLM to do anything. Mm-hmm. They were more talking about if there was a private subdivision close to where you could do whatever you wanted. Right. And if you drilled a well, then the next time we applied for a permit to expand, there'd be worry about water contamination so that you might not get the permit. So that was my understanding.
Yeah.
So where do we stand with our permit with DEQ?
Still working through it. David wanted it after the first of the year, so we're keeping David.
That's coming soon.
Yep.
Yeah. So is the permit coming soon?
Should be next spring. He just got it. He wanted us, because once we fill out these initial set of questions, then he has to start his technical review, and he has 45 days, and it's a hard number to do it. So he wants to kind of get.
And how long is that permit for?
I think it's a lifetime, but you just have to renew it.
This will be all the new cell and everything in this.
Yeah, the new heights.
That's why it's.
In the reorganization. Yeah.
And I'm still working with him. I'm still talking to him. I just don't understand why we can't go another, because we could still get our slopes. And I'd love to go one more tier, and then that would buy us
a lot more time.
Oh yeah, and
Do you think he'd go?
He was supposed to come in October, and he had some other things. But he said we'll get there and we'll look at it. I don't know if he will.
We brought it up at the first meeting, and he wasn't a big fan of it. But
But
he
at least said he'll come look. Past.
Well, he hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
So maybe
I just don't understand why. You know, we can go so much higher over here. You know, and the way we're compacting, even though our 50 feet, I still think we will be really close to that if we went to a fifth layer.
Cool. Do you have any way of measuring your? The density of the stuff you compact to see if you're getting
we've got our compaction, how we test that and stuff. I mean, we're the bales, you know, you have so much give. So we're with this new compactor and the way we're doing it, we're saving so much fill because, you know, you get your, you don't want any water sitting, so you're always having to add dirt to keep your slope, and so water runs off. With this compactor, you know, we're getting about 80, last time we checked, we're getting probably 82-83% more compaction than we are just with the bales. So we're not using
And are you using the bales for your outsides?
We're making our slopes with them, and then we're doing all the loose fill in the
inside.
Middle, and then we compact it.
Cool.
It's just way easier. What's really nice is when you have to make your 3-to-1 slopes and everything with loose trash, it's tough.
It's sloughs.
So these here, we can use our bales and keep it all, and then, you know, it's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, it's working really well.
Very good.
But we got the best of both worlds, you know. We got that baler. The baler's working great. It's
awesome.
It's unbelievable how it's just amazed me, as old as that baler is, how high tech it is, how computerized and everything it is. And, you know, it was just a lot of stuff that they had updates that never been updated on and stuff, but it's running excellent right now.
Gotcha.
You know, and you're not running tires through it, and,
cool.
you know, hard metal stuff like that. It's doing great. It's
cool.
Awesome. So if we could get him to do another, I mean, that
another
would
tier
buy,
yep.
that
great.
Would buy us a long time.
Cool.
We'll see.
All right. Very good. Yeah. It'd be a while before we'd have to line a new set.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The transfer station, we're working on that permit. That's due in June.
Yep, it expires in June, so we got to get the renewal in. And
so we're starting on that. Other than that, transfer station, it's always busy. It's staying busy. It averages about 88 customers a day, so it's always, it don't slow down up there.
I would assume things have slowed down coming in from pullback.
Yeah, we're pretty much none's coming in. We've had a couple of little things come in, but they'll hit us again next spring. But
okay.
We were, you know, we had a total of 39 houses come in, so well, okay. You know, so yeah,
that's a good number.
Yeah,
well over half.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So there were 52 total.
55. I think.
55. We're way over half.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so I was kind of hoping the weather would keep in so we'd get them in there, but
yeah,
we got, you know, I was kind of impressed how many came.
Got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Good.
So
good.
Yeah. So that, and that went, you know, we had to ramp up a little bit, but it went well. So we'll be ready. We kind of know what to expect now. Okay. So that'll be good. That's about all I got for transfer station. Recycling, I've already added the other container because cardboard this time of year is crazy. So we kind of got two down there. So
yeah, I can't believe how much cardboard Santa Claus delivers.
It's unreal. But you amazing. Know, I like cardboard because that's where our money is right now for recycling. That's the big thing right now. Everybody wants the cardboard, so that's good. So we take all that we can get. But that's really all I have for waste management.
Excellent. Anything for Billy, gentlemen?
I think just be ready for the question of CWD.
Yeah.
It's going to come back.
I know.
And we had a huge presentation, and I'm thinking about talking about it during the old business.
I was standing in the back for Scott Talbot's.
Yes, and it was very good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there,
we're doing the right thing. We got to come.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Any of them that come in, you know, we bury them right away. You know, we have a section in the pit, and we put them and we cover them immediately and stuff, so the ravens or nothing. You know, so I mean, we're covered.
Well, it's really funny because in his presentation, they weren't sure they were carrying it. You know,
yeah.
This is from animal to animal.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Which surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with the science.
You know.
Yeah, hard to say.
Yeah. We must bet on it.
Don't think we know enough.
No,
really.
Well, yeah. If we think we know enough, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't think it's transmittable to livestock. That was.
That was interesting.
That was good to hear.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And once again, makes you wonder about the science behind it.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's comforting.
Well, it seems like it's the same thing as mad cow disease.
Right.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
And you can still eat it.
That's right. Wow.
The one thing I did do, I really watched the, you know, we put that container up at the transfer station for carcasses.
Mm-hmm.
And once it starts, I've talked to the Game and Fish now. We've been running it to the first of the year. But once it starts freezing, it is unbelievable getting them out of there.
I'll bet.
And so next year I talked with the Game of Fish, and they think, you know, because there's not that much that comes after the end of October, so we're just going to do it to the end of October. And we really watch that. We make sure that, you know, I make sure them up there, make sure the doors stay closed on it and stuff.
Yeah. So it's got a top on it, and you just put it in from the back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else for Billy, gentlemen?
No.
Billy, thank you.
You bet.
Thanks, Billy.
Appreciate your hard work, man.
See you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas, guys. One more item.
Go ahead.
We will submit to Matt a new contract so they can sign it with the new guys.
And
it'll be January.
Terrific. Sounds good. Thanks, Mark. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Yep, you guys do.
See you guys.
All right. Mary, you got some business for us?
I do.
I'll bet.
Mr. Chairman, we had a report from Shad, and everything, so does that mean he's not going to come?
No, he's coming.
He's coming.
Yeah.
But there was a report that we got.
He emails those.
He emailed that, okay.
Yeah. And he'll bring you a hard one, too.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll bring you a hard copy also. He'll kill a tree. All right. Let's do your business, Mary.
I kind of have a mess of stuff here.
Cool. Andre brought donuts.
No. Yeah, share those with
whoever can now get an item in the next 10 minutes.
Take them down to the inmates and sell them.
So I have the revised smoking resolution.
Okay.
And the revision that was placed in there had to do with, let's see, it was in the big paragraph.
In the buildings.
Yeah, and it was inside any county facility.
Yeah.
Is the word before it had in any county facility, and we put inside. So.
And we've already adopted
it. And you've already
this.
Adopted it. I just need to have you sign it.
Has anybody heard any ramifications from passing that? I have not.
I heard a word.
Not a word.
Me neither. Okay.
Where's the roll, I think?
I received a phone call from Darren Kaufman from YDOT, and apparently he's an engineer down in Rock Springs. Actually, and they had received an email from Albert Summers that had gone through the chain of all the folks down to this guy, and he's like, I have an email from someone that is wanting an engineering study to reduce the speed limit from the transfer station road to the Corowai. And he said that request would come from the commissioners and not from a member of the public necessarily. And he said, we haven't heard anything. No one's come in and talked to you about that.
I
evidently.
well,
kinda.
We have in a roundabout way. And I know who the person was, and it wasn't a formal. It was the person was in the public. They were sitting out there, and they
made a comment.
Yeah, made a comment. So I'm assuming that's where that's coming from, and that's probably been a year and a half ago.
Well, this other one was recent, but
right.
So anyway, heads up.
What they did is they contacted YDOT directly.
So typically, wouldn't they come to a meeting?
I thought that YDOT had done a study on that.
Well, they did the study from the transfer station this way, and primarily because of the school, and because of because they changed the speed limit there, and this all has to do with the 70-mile-an-hour speed limit that was established by the legislature.
Right.
And so it's I don't know, but. Anyway, was wondering if you had received anything, and I said, I don't, we haven't gotten
official.
Anything official. I said, there isn't anybody come to the meeting and asked for that, but so there might be something.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I've
but this
right.
was recent. This
right,
was,
okay,
this
not
was recent.
Recent.
Yeah.
So within the last.
I have a copy of the email as well that was sent
year.
To Albert, and it was, it's been recently. So anyway, just so you know.
Mr. Chairman, I also had a request to lower the speed limit from the fairgrounds to Big Pony.
There's been that
been
several
there.
Times.
Mm-hmm.
So if, in the next year, if you want to entertain those studies, then you'll just need to contact YDOT and ask them on behalf of the commission to do a traffic study from Corowai to the transfer station and from the fairgrounds
into Big Pine, Marbleton.
Yeah. So.
Does that go back up to 70?
Yes, as soon as you
Yeah, it's 70 right away.
70 miles an hour.
Yeah. I can see the concern.
I can see why.
Yeah. It,
yeah. And I can see the concerns from Coraway going yes. down to the transfer station too. But.
Because there is, when you go the North Piney Cottonwood Road, you come off of that onto the main highway.
Right.
Those cars are going 70, and they're on you before, and you can't see them.
You can't see them around that
until
corner.
Until they pop, and then they're right there.
Same deal with the Coraway. You can't see them coming out of the tunnel, mm-hmm. coming up that hill. And the wildlife fence ends there mm-hmm. as you go into Pine Cove.
So do those become superintendent zones?
So they're always, it would become a superintendent it zone, would be, absolutely. Yeah.
So the price goes up.
Yeah. So the price for speeding tickets go up. Okay.
Anyway. Then I received an email from Cooper Eaton, who is one of your scholarship kids. And it's time out. We'll be sending the tuitions here shortly for the next semester. This kid has joined the Army National Guard and is shipping out in February. He'll be returning to the University of Wyoming next fall semester. So he's asking for us to defer his scholarship for a semester.
Right. So we have done that mm-hmm. in the past for certain kids.
With a request up front.
With a request
yeah, that's up front. The operative word. A yeah. request up front.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't do it yeah. and then yeah. come back yeah. afterwards.
Don't
yeah.
say, oh, by the way,
right.
I forgot to do that.
So, yeah, I think, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Why wouldn't we?
Okay with me.
Yeah.
I'll let him know.
Okay. So, Carrie, keep him in mind because when it comes time for budget, you'll have to make sure that scholarship, it won't be here this spring, but it will need to be included in next year's budget.
And I think I'm going to ask him for his grades.
Oh, yeah, you need to. He needs...
From this semester.
Yeah. Yeah, because you won't have any from spring.
Yeah, and that was a lot of reasons why some of us went. Was because of grades.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Looking
at some of us.
Looking for dark. A path to maturity.
Yes, excellent. Well, it obviously worked.
Well, it's so
good. Up to a certain point.
Up to a certain point. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, because the ones that you have done in the past have had to make grades.
Yep.
Also,
what's the grade? 2.5?
2.5.
Well, yeah, if it isn't a 2.5, you'd be ineligible.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So if he doesn't make the 2.5 this last semester, then he's going to have to pay for his own the next fall till those grades come back up again.
Yeah.
So, okay. But anyway.
Okay. You know, I haven't got much, to tell you the truth. I had a request from one of our folks that uses one of our haulers to the landfill that requested the ability to prepay fees by the end of the year, this year. I talked to Billy, I also talked and asked him, I said, how hard would it be for us to run on a credit with this account? He said it wouldn't be a problem at all because they would, I mean, there is no difference in the accounting. You're either accounting it to bill it or accounting it to credit it.
Oh, okay. So he wants credit?
He wants
to prepay.
He wants to prepay.
You're right. Yeah. Okay.
So I also.
Prepay is always good.
Yeah, and I also talked to the auditor and found out, and I said, so. And he's like, if you've got the money, he said, there's no danger. He said, if you were giving them credit to be paid later, then you can't do that. That's
right.
An issue. So we really aren't giving them credit. He's prepaying. I want to make sure.
He needs to dump some money out before the end of the year.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, he's got some money. He needs to get rid of it. So
yeah.
What I
don't understand that concept.
The landfill will be keeping track of the, we'll be doing the accounting. It doesn't create any accounting for my office at all. In fact, this has nothing to do with my office. It has to do with the treasurer taking that prepayment. The prepayment actually is only going to last this guy about 2 months.
Okay.
So, because he's a big enough hauler.
Big hauler.
Yeah, he's a big hauler. So, okay. I'm going to check with her, but if it's okay, Matt has suggested that we make a little agreement so we know, everybody knows what we're doing. But,
all right.
Anyway, just so you guys are heads up that we're going to do that for this particular person. So.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
Wish I had that.
Yeah, wish I had money that I needed to get rid of.
And I don't have anything else. Everything else I have is on the agenda. So.
Mac, why don't we just pay the bills?
Okay. While we're
got a little bit of time here.
That's yours.
Okay.
I'm saving a stamp.
Thank you.
And then this is the revised voucher on the chest.
Oh, yeah, so I need to sign
so
that.
So you just need to sign that. And Billy's approved it.
How was the WCCA, gentlemen?
It was good.
Good.
The veterans thing, the...
Yeah, I just missed the veterans thing. That was right before Scott.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was very good.
Was it?
And what Joel pointed out was the fact that Sweetwater, Uinta, and Sublette County are the only counties in the state
Lincoln County,
that have VSO officers. Nobody else does.
Nobody else has VSO?
No.
Yeah, not county VSO.
Really?
Not county.
Oh,
I'll
be gone. Regional VSO.
We've been doing it for years and years.
Interesting.
So, we got an email asking if anybody wanted to be in a leadership role on committees for the WCCA.
And you volunteered Tom right off? Is that what you did?
No. Oh. I couldn't spell his last name.
Okay.
So I volunteered myself.
Good.
If they formed a veterans committee.
Cool.
To be in that. Now, I'm already on the land committee, but
so they're thinking of... Come on in.
We don't know if there is or not.
Come on in.
We got
some. We're expecting
here.
You.
I know you are.
I'm going to turn the floor over to Tracy.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
You're welcome.
let's shut this down a minute.
So, from all of us to you, congratulations on your retirement.
Very well.
Oh, little foxes. How cute is this? From your
you
house?
Know you're a fan.
Yeah.
Well, that is.
That's
nice.
Rawhauser.
Yeah.
This is Rawhauser, huh?
Yeah.
I you know, I'm not involved.
Are you in trouble here?
No.
Okay.
Those are the
How
ones
cool
out
that?
In your wood pile, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, I have an annual herd or group, little family. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Nice picture.
Enjoy your retirement.
Yes.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Pretty cute, aren't they?
They
yeah.
are. That's awesome.
They
Mary,
are.
What I
nice.
Would like to add to this is I watch my wife do this at times, and if you look at that painting, there's conflict.
You're right.
So it kind of fits with the job.
Look at this poor guy
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. He's running away.
He's in trouble and he's got something in his mouth.
Yeah.
Sure. The other guys are after him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There you
That's
go.
That's awesome.
You go.
That's beautiful.
Let's sit right here for today. How about that? Oh, thank you.
Awesome.
That's nice.
Good. Cool.
Is there
cool.
Picture?
A painting.
It's a painting.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate
it.
It's
real.
Yeah.
Sure.
I want to have two.
Good time.
Todd, you're here. If we can get you back to work, if
he
you'd like
to.
He
needs to be here for Shad.
You need to be here with Shad? Then what never mind.
Not Shad.
Do you have anything that doesn't involve Shad?
It's not really. It's all about Shad.
It's all about Shad. That's what we decided.
We're on pace for looking at this. We're opening bids on the 24th of January for the site.
So he's going to be here tonight.
Yep.
There's donuts up here, Todd, if you want one.
There
What's
you
that?
Go. Come have a donut.
I'm probably good unless you're going to like me.
Andre will feel bad if those don't get eaten.
I know. Molly, would you like a donut?
Well, then,
pop
the lid off that thing, by golly.
Pizza toast they had it for this morning didn't
stick for very long. She opened it, didn't it?
Yes, that's good.
So that detail.
Yes.
That is a good painting. Did she get that talent from you, Mac?
I beg your pardon?
Did she get that talent from you?
I did. She just puts her name.
Oh, she just puts her name. I see.
I thought it was because you bring out the best of everybody.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There you go.
Holly, you want a donut? Well, if you had it today, you could.
Well, then it's been way too long if you can't remember.
That was my proctologist.
It's been way too long.
Did somebody go and see him? It's not spelled the same. I understand.
What's that?
And he was a urologist.
Oh,
really?
Let me tell you what, it didn't matter at all.
Well, he just gave a urologist handshake.
Yeah. Yeah. The story didn't go right.
Has more than one wife. It was probably Ruth's idea. I got a. Yep. I have a friend who wrote a great country song. She's a lady. And the title of the song is "I Need a Wife." It's a great song.
Have you ever watched The Voice?
I haven't.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How somebody that's 14-year-old can sing like that?
Oh man.
There's
some talented kids out.
Yep.
I used to watch until the direct TV.
Somebody will too. I will change the order.
Well,
I didn't
know
how that worked for sure.
Go out of the box and get dish.
Yeah, well, they don't give you HBO.
I will set here up.
They're having a fight with HBO.
Yeah.
Not that I watch HBO.
No puckering up.
Dish isn't doing HBO anymore. HBO?
It was in some areas or not.
Oh.
I don't know about this area, but in some areas of the country.
I don't subscribe to HBO partners anyway.
I don't either, but we don't get with DirecTV. We haven't got NBC since July.
Oh, really? Huh?
So what's the downside?
Sunday Night Football.
Oh, okay, all right.
Did your Saints win last night?
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah, I
it was kind of down to the wire.
Well, it was a win.
Who won?
The defense.
Saints. Yeah, but
it was close.
Yeah, they won.
Kind of a trash game.
There were 7-1 on the road this year.
Nobody really wanted to win.
Yeah.
Mac.
I'm listening.
7-1 on the road.
Mark Levin did an interview with John Hoyt.
Oh, yeah.
Like yesterday or something. Man, was that.
Was it good?
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. That guy's a patriot.
Oh, boy, have you talked about a patriot?
Yeah. Man. Yeah, that guy's a patriot. Absolutely.
Joel, with Mr. Zinke leaving, is that going to be a blow to the Or is the new guy going
to
follow?
Too soon to tell. You know, that David Bernhard, he's the guy that I was talking to in D.C. and said, if you really want more local and state input, you need to come out to the state and visit with us.
Sure,
and he immediately said, I'll be there next week, set it
that's
up.
That's right, I remember that.
That's him.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's the acting secretary.
Okay.
But whether or not he'll be considered for secretary, I don't know.
He was the guy pulling, doing all the pulling anyway, wasn't he?
Well, and, yeah, on a lot of stuff he was.
Improprieties.
Well, ethically.
There was a lot more to it than that.
There always is.
A lot of frustration from day one when Don Jr.'s running the show. Even some of that didn't sound good.
Thank you.
Yeah. He almost quit within 2 months before he got confirmed.
So will they postpone that appointment for the end of his term?
What conversation?
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
You know what this toughest is. Well, of course, the House doesn't have anything to do with confirmation. It's just the Senate. So.
Yeah.
So he may move forward with a permanent appointment for the next 2 years.
I do that every week. And
Bernhard might be the best choice. I don't know.
Yeah.
After you finish stamping those, take a 5-minute break.
Shad, how's it going?
Hey, Shad.
Yeah. What?
You make me laugh, Mac.
Go stamp that one. So why'd you kick it back to me?
Because there's a couple. Keep going on. Deeper.
Oh. I wonder if I took somebody's spot.
Is there more? Your kids gonna make it home over Christmas?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. Just Jacqueline and me, and that's okay.
You'll have a nice quiet.
We will. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I sign over.
Dylan next. Came last week and brought his family.
Uh huh.
So it was nice to have him. What are you guys doing?
Well,
stay home and feed cows.
We're gonna be home. I think Cotton will probably be around.
Oh, really?
Sounds like they're gonna go on a little trip this week up to Lovell. So.
Oh, good. Go see her family.
Yeah.
There, good.
Oh, okay.
That's for the architect that's doing the work for the conservation district.
Anybody need a break?
No, no, thank you.
Taking a break? Yeah, go ahead. We're going to take a quick break, Chad. We'll be